In the following conversation, I had the opportunity to talk with Sue Putella. Sue is CEO of the Switzerland-based company Mobifly. Mobifly builds zero-emission hydrofoil boats. The beautiful boats are capable of transporting hundreds of passengers at speeds over 70 kilometers per hour while using 95% less energy than existing diesel ferries. And all that without making any waves or causing any pollution. Before diving into the conversation, in case you want to work with me and boost your development as a product manager or executive, I'm available as product coach. Get in touch with me under daniel@buildmeaning.io. And now enjoy listening to my conversation with Sue from Mobifly. Sue, what do you build?
We build hydrofoil zero emissions with a very high performance and very low consumption in terms of energy.
So we're talking about beautiful boats. I have seen some video of your boats on the sea, and they look beautiful. Are they already here, or is it a concept?
No, it has been a concept in 2020, but actually since December 2022, our first prototype is sailing on Geneva Lake. So it's not a render, it's not anymore a concept. It's a proven prototype that have overperformed considering our first expectations. So no, it's real. It exists. You can touch it. You can sail on it. Over the waves.
Beautiful. And it's hydrofoil technology.
Yes.
Where did this idea come from to do it like that?
Actually, the idea came from putting together the best of the foiling technology that came through our co-founders, Anders Bringdal and Ricardo Bancatel, that have been working a lot, both of them, in the racing world. And like America's Cup, say GP, etc. And part of the team, it's involved also in the racing teams. And from my side on the public transportation, so we put together the best of technology developed for the racing and take the requirement of the public transportation to mix it and develop, of course, the best waterborne transportation in zero emission. It's very important for us. It must be zero emissions because the water is our most important ecosystem that we need to protect. We human are 80% water. So preserve ourselves and our nature.
What's the bigger purpose of it? So what is the plan with it? You have the first prototype. It looks beautiful. It seems to be very fast. Zero emissions is beautiful. What are you planning with it?
The plan is to address the fast ferry market that need to make a clear transition to zero emissions. And the best way to do that is hydrofoils. Since you lift the boat above the water, you don't have any more resistance. So the consumption, the energy consumption, drops significantly. We consume less than any classic boat, and we are more efficient up to 95% compared to a classic non-foiling boat. So I think in terms of energy efficiency, it's the only way to go for zero emission boats for transportation and only for leisure, of course.
It's interesting when people think about zero emissions, they normally think about mobility cars. So electric cars are everywhere. And when I get it right, you also have an electric engine in your boat.
We have an electric engine today, and in near future, it will be also possible to have a fuel cell. It means with the hydrogen powered. In all cases, the developments that have been done so far by the EV industry for the cars today allow us to go faster in some developments. And for example, we use the cars technology. So for the charging, we use the fast charging system the same as the cars. So you can charge your Tesla, but you can charge also a Mobifly with the same charger. So we do not reinvent the wheel. We actually benefit from the developments that have been done so far by the automotive industry.
And when you say your future business will be the ferry industry, that means the boat needs to be bigger than it is at the moment, right?
We have developed a platform with three sizes, small, medium, and large. These three sizes target the majority of the market. And the fast freight market, actually, and the waterborne transportation is a really big market. You know, it's more than 2.1 billion passengers, is as big as the airline industry. So everyone is looking up in the sky to see the pollution from the sky, but actually the boats are as polluting and represent more than 3% of the emissions worldwide. So I think tackling the fast ferry market was our first priority, but our technology platform that we have developed at Mobifly is scalable in terms of use and in terms of size. But we have defined three sizes for the fast ferry market. The small is between 12 to 20 passengers. The medium size is 60 to 120 passengers. And the size L, it's between 300 and 350 passengers. So these address the majority of the fast ferry market.
And why have you started with that? I'm always interested in the motivation behind it. And of course, you already said, like, we consist of water. There's lots of pollution out there. But I also know that how hard it is to create something completely new. So where's your motivation coming from? Why are you doing that?
Again, we do that because it's very important to have a fast transition. And to the race today is really to that transition in the waterborne transportation, not only the shipping also, but today the ferry market is mature. The technology is here. We have demonstrated this technology works. Okay. So for us today is really the main target. And it's why we started also with the transportation, the business part and not the leisure part, that could have been also easier, because the major impact we can have is on the transportation world. It's not on the leisure boating. So, I mean, if you have a personal boat, you will go out few times a season, and the impact is very, very low. I'm chairwoman of the Zero Emission Boat Association in Switzerland, and we have conducted this study 3 years ago. 96% of the emissions, of the boating emissions in Switzerland, come from the professional boats.
Wow.
So the leisure boats represent 4%. So we prefer to address the part that will have the biggest impact on sustainability.
And the customers would then be the same operators, the same which are working with normal standard ferries at the moment.
Exactly. We our clients are, of course, can be public or private operators, can be municipalities if they operate by themselves, but finally it comes to an operator.
Beautiful. And how does the team look like? Because it's a huge undertaking. I'm coming from the software world. I know how to create software, and sometimes you need lots of people to create software. Here we're talking about a boat. So how does the team look like? What kind of roles are necessary to create something like that?
Well, there are two phases, of course. There is a design team and there is a building team. So the design team is in-house to date, with some external collaborations, of course, because we don't have everything internally. Doesn't make sense. And we don't have the means, neither. So today, the building part is outsourced but controlled by our team in terms of quality control, in terms of follow-up, etc. So we have the chance to have in Europe some great builders and shipyards that we use. They're here, they exist, they have the know-how, and we complete with our own skills what they don't have.
And next step would then be the scaling up, that you are capable of producing the different sizes of the boats and getting into a kind of serious production.
Absolutely. So today we have tested during 1 year, more than a year actually, the prototype, the first prototype, in winter, spring, summer, very hot summer actually this year, 2023, autumn, and now winter again. Very interesting fact is that we have done more than 14 months before taking the boat out of the water for the first maintenance. We are doing it right now. And it's also very interesting to see that what we have noticed in the real test is very, very close, 95%, to what have been studied, designed in digital. So there is not so much difference. And that's good news, of course. And now, after all these real testing on water, we are now working on the industrialization of our first Mobifly S to, of course, have a serial boat for our clients that is optimized, that is, of course, certified for sure, because all the transportation boat must be certified. So now it's the scale-up that has started.
And you mentioned the software part a little. So you started with a digital prototype to see how it looks and maybe a little how it behaves. Is software still important for you and for the production?
Yes. And many people see the hull and it's big and it's obviously what you can see first. But a big part of our technology is digital. It's in our software, flight control software that handles the boat and allow a perfect, stable flight. It's also helping with AI and learning of the software. The more we sail the boat, the more the boat learns and we can improve the behavior of the boat. So all this is done, of course, not only on the Mobifly. I mean, the technology and the know-how that we have in the team comes from years of practice and expertise that have been developed in various boats, sailing boat, motorboat, etc. So it has not been developed now for Mobifly. It's really, we rely and we have the chance to have years, more than 10 years of expertise on the field of our technology. So that's why our flight control is very stable.
I think it's so cool. I really love it. Mm-hmm. And you also mentioned that would have been one of my next questions, the artificial intelligence, because everyone is talking about how important artificial intelligence is. But is this also a component for you?
Yeah, definitely on our software. And it will be more and more and more to help, of course, handling preventive maintenance, to help our operators and clients to optimize the use of their system and operations, and bring them also all the data that will help them improve their operations and maintenance of the boat, definitely, and make it cost efficient also.
And what is also so cool is you're coming from Switzerland. So all of this is happening in Switzerland. Because normally when there's something cool happening in leading technologies like AI, coming up with a new form of mobility, what you did, it's always the US. I don't know, or is it just my feeling? How is it to do something like that in Switzerland?
I think it's not so true, in a sense that, well, I should precise that the team is not all Swiss. We have people from many sides of the world, and in particular from Europe. Ricardo is Portuguese, Anders is Swedish, myself, I'm Swiss. In the team, we have French people, we have Italian. I think we are really a mix of the best people and the best competencies, wherever they come from. We do not care about the nationalities. What it's important is the passion and the brains and the expertise. The company is Swiss, and Switzerland, maybe you do not know that, but Switzerland is ranked number one in innovation in Europe. So I think, and even in one of the best in the world, we have schools like the EPFL and also the EPFZ and many, many, many high technology within a very small country. So I think Switzerland is really, really well ranked when it comes to innovation.
Yeah, I have learned that a little more with also last guests I had on the podcast. They were also telling me a little about like how much high tech there is, and also the density of how many technological universities, companies are there in relation to how big the country is. So this is really important. This is really great that we have something like that within Europe, and it's not on the other side of the ocean.
Actually, the three main companies that have a proven technology, not a render, okay? The renders, you have many. I'm talking about the proven technology and demonstrated. The three biggest ones, including us, are in Europe. It's Artemis, Candela, and Mobifly. As simple. We are the three that really have a proven technology.
And when you show your boat and it's not a render, you can really show it. And the first time I saw it, I just thought like it's a fancy yard. And then I got it and like, oh, wait, it looks a little different. Oh, this is so cool. And then I think people need to be really astonished and on board with it because it's fast, it looks really great. What is the downside? How are people reacting to see it?
I think more than seeing it, there are two things. They're seeing it and testing it. And we have received many people on board, including very recently the mayor of Bora Bora, including the representatives of the Tokyo City government on board. And they all are absolutely amazed by the feeling, smooth ride, silent, smooth ride. And it's an incredible sensation. You are flying over the water, and either the takeoff or the landing of the boat is very smooth. And that's what many people say that. It's wow, it's smooth, it's silent. And if they are outside of the boat and they look at the boat from outside, what we do sometimes as experience, we have people on a chase boat, and the chase boat stops silent and the Mobifly goes by. And people do not hear any noise of the engine. It's absolutely silent from outside. Why is it important? Because Mobifly does not make waves, nor emissions, nor noise. And the noise is very important to preserve the ecosystem and the fish. The fish reproduction requires, you know, communication with sounds and ultrasounds. And if you have the engines, thermic engines, with these huge noise, they really affect these fish reproduction. And they have done many scientific tests so far in many countries, and these have been demonstrated.
Beautiful. What is currently the biggest challenge for you? So what's the next big thing you need to figure out? And
scale up is definitely a challenge. And most important is answering the demand. It's really a huge demand we have from the market to date. And our challenge will be to answer this demand in the most, quick way, but also with a very, very reliable product. That is very important. As a Swiss company, quality is important for us. And that is one of our challenge. Besides closing our A round funding, today we are looking for 10 million euros or dollars, it's not so far, to organize our go-to-market and industrialization, of course.
Fingers crossed that everything works out.
Yeah, we have some good discussions ongoing.
I can just imagine that you're really positive about everything. You're really energetic, but it must be really stressful. How do you handle the stress you go through?
Of course. Well, actually, it's our passion and conviction that this needs to happen. It's about passion before everything and conviction. It's not easy because when we put the first boat on the water, we had faced some issues that were not expected. Others were expected, and we were absolutely not surprised. But well, it's not easy. If it was easy, everyone would do it, right? So it's not easy, but we are convinced that this must happen, and we have our passion and hard work. It's hours and hours of work. It's very hard work.
And how do you recharge?
And stress. So
how do you keep your energy level? How can you recharge your energy? Is there any tips you can give out? How do you do that?
Well, we all have our own tips. Mine is walking in the mountains. Swiss mountains are beautiful, so we are lucky to have a beautiful mountains where, and I love walking in nature and also being on the lake. Water, I cannot live far from water. I need to see water, lake, sea, whatever. I need to see the water, and being on the water for me, it's also something that is relaxing. Walking and being on water, it's what is relaxing. But being on the water, it's not for me like being in noisy engines and no, it's once you get used to the silent boat, to the electric boat, you cannot come back to the noisy engines. It's impossible. Because it's really the best way how to appreciate nature and lakes and sea and all this beautiful nature we have around. We just need to protect it. That's it.
Let's imagine that everything works out for you, that your scale up works perfectly, that your A round works perfectly. Everything is working out really, really well. How would you imagine a future in five years?
Future, you mean for the company?
Yeah, with MobiFly.
MobiFly is designing the future of the waterborne transportation. And these will evolve, and the technology needs to evolve. So we have some project of research and development that will come in a few years when the technology will be more mature. but you need to start somewhere, you know, like the iPhone. We had the iPhone 1 and now we are to 15, very soon 16, you know, it's an evolution. And today we are working on this scale up, but also working on imagining how we can improve these technologies to make it accessible to as many people as possible, because each new technology is not so cheap, but we work hard to make it more and more accessible, more and more efficient, reliable. And for us, it's very important to work on the non-obsolescence part. So we aim that our boat becomes better and better along the road. And also, for us, the way we organize our production and scale up with a very sustainable system and production, it's very, very important for us. So we also work on that part. So I hope that in 5 years, we can improve our own, you know, impact on the production side and not just bring in low impact into the water, but also produce with as few impact as possible.
I always hope that many people are listening in and learn about your cool product. When people listen in, is there anything they can do in order to support you and MobiFly?
Spread our brand. Go into our LinkedIn page, follow us, share our news, help the world listen about how we can improve the waterborne transportation with a proven technology.
Great. And where can we see the product at the moment?
For the moment, we have our prototype in Switzerland, Geneva Lake, at Port Vallée, is just front of Montreux. And many of you knows the famous jazz festival, you know. So it's where we are today, but we'll be soon also in Portugal. It's our second home for MobiFly. So soon you can see also the boat near Porto.
Beautiful. Thank you very much, Sue. That's it from my side. It was a pleasure talking to you and learning about your product.
Thank you. And do not hesitate to go on our website and follow us on LinkedIn to keep updated and tuned in.